another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Friday morning, Carla.
Whoa!
Friday morning, and may I just say, maybe we share a little bit too much with each other.
Yeah.
Off the air.
Uh-huh.
And I hope you don't mind me saying to everybody, Carla's a little uncomfortable this morning.
Yeah, I am not liking my underpants selection at all today. Not at all. and I,
I just noticed you were squirming over
shifting?
There.
And, yeah. Yeah.
Kind of moving around.
I don't know. I think I wore they're more fancy. I should have gone with the more casual.
More basic.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's Friday. I'm hopping on a plane, too.
Yeah.
I don't need fancy undies on that are
you
hugging
need comfy.
Me. Yeah, I do. So I think I need to go home and put on like gym shorts and my casual underpants. Yeah, my traveling undies.
How many people have done that where you've put on something, gone to work, and thought, should have gone with my gut?
Yeah.
I'm not comfortable. This doesn't feel right.
Yeah, I feel way too hugged.
And bunched
right
up.
Now. Yeah, I do. There's some creeping. There's a little bit of creeping, and I don't like the creep. I don't know.
That's how you start off your Friday.
Yeah, I know. I know. You and I know each other far too well. By the way, everybody, I fell in Mike's pool last week, so that's another whole story. Nothing.
That out there, so.
Man.
But save the cocktails.
Yes,
that was
I did
the most
save
important
the
thing.
Cocktails.
Man. Arms up.
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
She's fine. Sunshine and breezy today. In fact, over the weekend, right into Father's Day, where it's going to be sunny and windy. Saturday 101, upper 90s. Over the weekend, 85 now. First dose of some cheap, trashy, chatty gossip entertainment tabloid news coming up.
If you have plans this weekend in Las Vegas, some of them are going to be changing, and I will fill you in on those.
All right, more on that and some other stories after Prince. Let's go crazy.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla Ray's cheap, trashy, chatty, gossipy entertainment tabloid news.
CNN will indeed air the remaining episodes of Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown. He had filmed a lot of those, so they will air those with good reason. Great show, man.
Yeah.
It's a great show. Ellen DeGeneres launching a stand-up comedy tour on August 10th in San Diego. She'll play there, San Francisco, Seattle, a few other places.
Mm-hmm.
And they're reportedly being taped for a Netflix special. Now, she doesn't do as much stand-up as she used to. Pretty funny if you get a chance to see her do stand-up. Very, very clean, of course, but very funny.
Yeah.
Interesting style that she's always had. Now, listen, Blink 182, the shows that were scheduled for this weekend have been canceled. Travis Barker, the band's drummer, reportedly suffering from blood clots in both arms. And has been told by doctors, you know what, you need to stay away from drumming, from playing for a
while.
He's
the drummer.
Yeah, I know. Blood clots in his arms. Both arms, by the way. Not one arm. Both arms. Yeah. What is he, a whopping 42?
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, you know, and they will reschedule those shows. And they have said to hang on your tickets.
That's
because
the good
they
news.
Will, yes. Yeah. They will be rescheduling and your tickets will be good for those shows.
Okay.
Barry Manilow, supposed to open here, I think this weekend. Guess what? He's landed in the hospital with a bronchial infection. He will not be opening till a little bit later next week. So if you have those tickets, hold on to those. And he was, I was reading an article, but he was PO'd. He's
we are
so ready to go, and then I wind up sick.
Yeah.
So, basically, if you had any plans in Las Vegas this weekend, you just sit back, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just go to the pool and enjoy your weekend.
Yeah.
And those shows will be rescheduled. Now, if anything else is canceled, I'll let you know. Okay, I am cancellation queen today.
Perfect.
So we will keep you informed. But for now, that is your Painfully Deep Entertainment Report, sponsored by Station Casinos.
You know what, Carla? This is the final day for Mike and Carla's Project H2O.
Yes.
Collecting cases of bottled water for the Salvation Army. Drop off four. Count them, four cases or more, like Adrian and Rachel did. Yesterday, eight cases they brought down.
Excellent.
Been listening to us for a long time, wanted to help out the Salvation Army. Picked up a couple of gift cards for Above the Crust Pizza.
Good.
And had their choice of the Steel Panther tickets over at the House of Blues. You could still do that today. 8 to 5, 2920 South Durango. Drop off four cases or more. Your choice of the pizza from Adam and Phyllis.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or the tickets at the House of Blues. More information about Project H2O on our website, 96.3 KKLZ.com. 638. I don't have a dog. I know, Carly, you don't have a dog.
No, I don't.
John, I don't think you do.
Don't know.
No, I do not.
But if we did have a dog, this is why you have a dog.
Boy, no kidding.
This is a woman who got locked out of her house. Thank God her dog is inside. Listen to what happens.
Curse him. Sam, get, unlock it. Just pull the, just pull. Good boy. Oh, my gosh, just pull. No, you were so close. I just need him to take that. There's like a wooden rod, and I need him to take it out of there because it freaking slipped back in.
Oh.
Good boy. Good boy. You can do it. You can. Yay.
Yay.
Such a good boy. He saved me. I love you,
you saved
so
me.
Much. You're such a good boy. You're going to get 10,000 treats.
Yes, 10,000
awesome.
Treats.
I'm laughing. Because I'm taking care of a friend's cats right now.
How's that going?
Cats so won't do that.
No.
Oh, my God. Did you just lock me out? You locked me out. Seriously, you locked me out.
You
yeah.
little rat bastard.
Yeah, I know. They're just like, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Whatever. You know what? I don't need you. Sheesh.
That's why you have a dog inside the house.
Dogs are quite loyal.
So if
That's
you
awesome.
Lock yourself out, I can't even imagine Carla coming home locked out.
Hey,
thank God the dog's inside.
Curse him. Get unlock it. Just pull the Good boy.
Yeah, good boy.
That's so awesome.
Come on, Sam. Get the corkscrew. Come on, Sam.
Yeah,
come on,
open
Sam.
The
you
wine.
Can do it. Twist
open
it.
The wine.
Twist
come
it.
On.
Pull
come
it.
On. That's exactly.
Put the bottle between your hind legs.
Yes, just pull. Pull
like
it.
I taught you. 7:05. It's our last push, our last day of Project H2O. If you can stop by, drop off 4 or more cases of bottled water for the Salvation Army. $25 gift card for Above the Crust Pizza or your choice. A couple of tickets for Steel Panther over at the House of Blues.
Yeah.
8 to 5. We are open 2920 South Durango. Drop it off and help out the Salvation Army. All the details about Project H2O on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Sunshine breezy, high in the low 100s today. Mid to upper 90s on Saturday and Father's Day Sunday.
Okay.
They say sunny, windy on Sunday. 94 the high. It's about 85 outside right now. Talking about Father's Day. When was that moment? When was that moment that you figured out where it finally hit you in the head? I just became my father.
Oh, my God. I'm my dad.
702-739-9636. You can talk or text. We'd love to hear from you. That moment you realized you became your father. 702-739-9636. You can talk or text. Carla, I knew both your parents.
Yeah.
They were lovely people, great people, amazing people. And your dad, but I will say this, as a woman, you are your dad.
Oh, I am.
I know everybody relates to the son.
Right.
Oh, he's his father.
Yeah.
But you are your dad. not only as far as talent goes, but your mannerisms, the way you walk, the way you carry yourself, the way you talk.
Right.
I think you are your dad with a little pinch of your mom.
Yes, I have my mom's feistiness. How about that?
Yeah.
Very much my dad. It's interesting some of the things that we're getting, and they seem to be those expressions.
Right.
Terrence said, I couldn't believe it. He said just a few years back, we were taking a trip, driving to Disneyland, and my kids were fighting in the back, and I actually said, you know what? We can turn this car around right now. And I knew that I'd become my father at that moment.
See, if it's based on that, I probably became my father a long time ago with my kids.
I would imagine.
Because of the phrase, get your hands off the wall.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's a thing for you.
That
I
is,
know that.
That's just such a pet peeve. And when I yelled it the first time, get your hands off the wall, I said, I smacked my head. I go, I'm my dad. I'm my dad and my grandfather.
And you don't want to do it. But it's effective.
Yeah.
It's effective. It worked for them.
And it's going to happen.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Probably sooner than later. Steve's on the phone. Steve, when did it happen to you?
That moment, you know, I realized I became my dad was the other day. I was listening to Bon Jovi, and I was rocking it. The kids were just aggravated with me, like my dad used to do with when we were growing up when he was listening to his oldies.
Wow.
I was just in awe. I just put my head down and looked down for a minute and just realized, like, I just became my dad.
Yeah, and now you're the big dork, aren't you?
You are.
Yeah, I know. Do you do that?
All the time. I mean, there's so many. You know what? And that's what you do.
Yeah.
That pregnated pause.
Right.
You know, where you realize and you just sit there by yourself.
Right.
In your own world and go, I just did it. When did you realize you became your father? 702-739-9636. Talk or text.
Jack says, my son came home from school last week, and he actually caught me dozing off. And he said, hey, Dad. And I said, well, what? I'm not sleeping. I'm just resting my eyes.
That's a great one. I've heard that one before, too.
Is it ever? Now, Michael said, I actually said to my kids recently, what do you think I'm made of, money? It's always expressions, apparently, right, that Dad used. Now, this one is great. And one listener said, I recently said to my kids, well, God bless America, and what the hell were you thinking? I've never heard that.
My dad used to say when he'd see a kid with long hair and right, jeans and, right, and, you know, that hippie.
Right.
You know, he'd say, look at there. Future American citizens.
Oh, jeez.
And as kids, we would say, well, Dad, they're already American
right,
citizens.
Yes,
they're,
exactly.
You know what I mean. They're going to be able to vote one day. God knows what they're going to vote for.
Oh, gee.
Which is an impression of my dad,
right,
I guess.
Gotcha.
So.
I got it.
Tommy, what about you? What was your moment?
There were many moments, but I think the quintessential one for me was when I bought my Lazy Boy recliner. When I sat down in it and kicked it back and I went, oh. Yeah, that's it. And then I realized, oh, my God, I'm my dad.
Oh, I became your father, too, I think, when I bought my new chair as well.
Crystal's on the phone, Carla. Crystal, when did your husband have that moment?
My husband had the when he was like his father moment.
Yeah.
Last summer, he went to run down to the gas station, and he had his feet were cold.
Uh-oh.
He had on his socks.
Oh, no.
And threw on his sandals.
No.
With his socks. And
no.
His short.
No.
And he's like,
yes.
Oh, my God, I'm my dad.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
You know
God.
What?
You,
guilty.
Don't.
Guilty. I'll go to the mailbox or something, and I'll have socks on just around the house.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'll say, you know what? I'm just going down to the mailbox. Who's going to see me?
Do you squeak the flip-flops between the toes with
I
the
do.
Socks on? I love it.
So after I take the flip-flops off,
yeah,
there's still that
got
indentation.
A little indentation. That's when you became your grandpa, I think.
I think so. Vegas film critic Jeff Howard talking about a couple of new movies coming out. We'll talk to him in less than 10 minutes. Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio. Not one, but two big movies out this weekend.
Oh, huge movies. Well, at least the first one, it's 14 years in the making.
Yeah.
I know. It's Incredibles 2.
I loved the first one.
Oh, I did too. I think if you ask a lot of people what their favorite Disney Pixar film is, Incredibles always comes up. So now we have the family we pick up where, you know, they're still illegal and they're like in almost like in a witness protection program, right? But now the program.
Do they age?
No, they look the same.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
All the
I
kids
like
are the
that.
Same.
I like
yeah.
when they stay the same.
So it's almost like we picked up where it left off 14 years later.
Okay.
So now they're being thrown out of the witness protection program or something. So now they're trying to figure out how to make ends meet. So
right.
Mrs. Incredible goes back to work saving the world, you know, doing all these things. And Mr. Incredible is Mr. Mom. So now he has to stay home, help his teenage daughter with dating and growing pains, meddling where he's not supposed to.
Right.
You know, and Dash is having trouble with his new math that he can't figure it out, you know, even though he was in the insurance game. And of course, Jack-Jack has all these powers that are showing up and he's not telling his wife what's happening.
Right.
Meanwhile, we have a new villain called the Screen Slayer, who's like hypnotizing people through their televisions.
Oh.
So, and then you have Bob Odenkirk, the great Bob Odenkirk,
yeah,
you know,
good.
From Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
He's this rich millionaire who wants to repeal the law. So he's using Mrs. Incredible to kind of like put her up as a, you know, hey, we're going to get this law repealed and we're going to have, you know, the superheroes back where they belong. And of course, there's action sequences like
right.
you've never seen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's a good time. It really is.
Okay.
And a little kind of like too mature for kids, I think, at times.
Ah.
But overall, you know, Brad Bird threw everything into this because he's been working on this for, you know,
right,
15 years.
Right, yeah.
Now, real quick, the second one is this crazy comedy that everyone's
yeah.
been talking about called Tag. It's about a group of friends who once a year for a month play tag, and they've been doing it for 25, 30 years.
Right.
And one of their friends has never been tagged in all that time. So it's about them thinking, we're ending this finally, and we're going to get this guy. And
right.
I mean, they're doing some crazy things. This really happened. So one of their friends is giving birth, their wives, and they're so they're doing, you
oh
know, the
God.
Delivery room.
Right.
This is an adult screwball comedy of all proportion. So it's really a crazy kind of movie.
True story, too.
True
yeah.
story. So
yeah.
you, some people really need a life. If one of my friends said, hey, we're going to play tag for the next 20 years, I'd be like,
oh my
I got better things to do with my life.
YouTube, Facebook, and of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, have a great weekend. 807. Of course, we're in the 96 days of summer. More chances to win concert tickets, cash, getaways, and a lot more later this hour, 8:40. Chance to pick up those tickets for Rod Stewart, one of the few that's not canceling.
Yeah, I know. Jeez.
Over at Caesar's Palace. And qualify you for the staycation, dinner for two, over at Gordon Ramsay's Pub and Grill. Big Friday, we'll play another round of Speak Out.
Okay.
Sunshine, breezy today. Over the weekend, a little windy. Right through Father's Day weekend, high today, 101. It's about 86 now. Now there does some cheap, trashy chat of gossipy entertainment tabloid news coming up.
26 seasons and almost 4,000 shows. It looks like there will be no more.
All right. Talk more about that. Some other stories after Bon Jovi, 96.3.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla Rae's cheap, trashy, chatty, gossipy entertainment tabloid news.
A list of the most rewatchable movies has come out. We've talked about this before on the air. Back to the Future tops the list. Dirty Dancing, E.T., Fight Club, Groundhog Day, The Notebook. Oh, I can't turn that movie off when it's on. I can't. Princess Bride, Toy Story. So all good movies that you can watch over and over.
I've never seen Fight Club.
No.
I've never seen the whole movie E.T.
Oh.
I've seen parts of it.
Okay.
And what's the other one?
I can't watch over that. That one I can't. Groundhog Day, The Notebook.
Notebook I've seen.
Yeah.
Groundhog is great.
Okay, Back to the Future.
Always.
A Dirty Dancing I've seen like 20 times, I think. I can't.
Those are the movies that Jody, when she walks in, I'm watching them.
Yeah, you've seen that.
We have it on DVD.
Yeah, I know, but it's on TV right now. This is the
bonus. I don't have to get up.
I don't have to put it in. I don't have to put it in the player that's now in the garage.
Yeah.
Jerry Springer Show, 26 seasons, almost 4,000 episodes. Not official, but it looks like it's lost its distribution deal, and there are no plans to produce any other episodes. No new ones as of yet, so that may be done. It's a long run, Jerry Springer. Good for you. And Mad About You, they've talked about a reboot with this. It's pretty close to being, you know, done.
Yep.
And Conan O'Brien asked Lisa Kudrow if she would play Ursula, the waitress, again.
I probably would.
I think that people would love this movie.
It would be fun. I mean, I don't know. I guess she's just an older idiot.
Well, there you go. And sadly, that's what Ursula kind of was.
Yeah.
Great character, though. That is your Painfully Deep Entertainment Report for this hour, sponsored by Station Casinos, home of entertainment.
Playing the hits of the 70s, 80s, and more, 96.3 KKLZ. Mike and Carla Morning Show enjoying the 96 days of summer. Chance to win those tickets for Rod Stewart, Caesar's Palace, qualify for the staycation. Today being Friday, Speak Out.
Yes.
Speak Out Friday. Chance to win coming up in about 8 minutes. It's 8:37. Speak Out Friday. We have those tickets for Rod Stewart from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Plus qualify you for that overnight stay, dinner for two. All a part of the 96 days of summer. John, of course, he loves Fridays because we do Speak Out Friday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I shouldn't say we.
Yeah.
Carla does.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So here it is. All you have to do is figure out what Carla is saying. Here you go.
Nothing that nices is hot layers.
All right. One more time.
Nothing that nices is hot layers.
Get that?
Yeah, I think I have an idea.
Okay. You know that look John has when we do Kazookie-Okie Wednesday?
Yes.
And that look a lot.
I think I have that same look on Friday. Wow.
Actually, it sounds exactly like what it is.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, one more time. Yeah. Here it is.
Hyenas.
Okay.
Hyenas?
Jesus of Nazareth ate hot potatoes?
Eats hot hyenas. Eats hyenas.
You guys are in the... You're definitely in the area.
More so than we realize?
Yes. Yeah.
We're not even close, are
we?
No,
you are. You actually are. Yeah. Yeah, I'll give you a little hint, too. I'll give the caller that gets through a little hint, and I think it'll help a lot.
Show me the card. Just show me the card. So
here. Can you see that?
Oh.
You want to see it, John?
Yeah.
All right. Now that we know what it is.
Uh-huh.
All right, here it is one more time. Okay. Here it is. Okay.
So you guys were in the ballpark. What?
What?
The?
You guys were in the ballpark, definitely.
Figure out what Carla's saying, starting with caller number 9. We'll get through, we'll get through news, traffic, and weather, starting with caller number 9. 702-739-9636. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for Rod Stewart with Speak Out Friday. All right, we have Candy on the phone. Candy, can you tell us what Carla's saying?
Oh, my God, I'm so trying. It's so hard.
Now that I know what it is, it makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Never let... And oh, my God, I can't get the rest.
Yes?
One more time?
You're in the ballpark.
Who lives next to you?
Never let neighbors...
Eat hot wieners.
What? Hot wieners.
Yes. Never let neighbors eat hot wieners.
It's a lot easier when you know what she's saying when you see the car.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
And it's such a common phrase. I hear it all the time.
Isn't it? That's what they tell you when you land here in Vegas. Never let neighbors eat hot wieners.
Now, okay. Go ahead. Now, go.
Yeah, get out of here.
When you come through customs.
Oh, you guys are killing me.
You got tickets. You're going to see Rod Stewart Friday night, June 29th from the Cal Air Cooling Heating Prize Closet. Plus, qualify for the overnight stay, dinner for two, Gordon Ramsay's Pub and Grill. It's all a part of the 96 Days of Summer.
Thank you so much.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by In-N-Out Burger. Now, that's what a hamburger is all about. The average dad expects each kid to spend about $27 on their gift this Sunday. Some of the top things they want or probably will get are considered chip-in gifts.
Uh-huh.
Like a nice dinner out, bottle of booze, a watch, vacation, tickets to a sporting event, and even got it down, just a simple beer.
Okay.
Would be
a
nice.
Beer. Okay.
I love this. There's a gym in New York offering a new workout where you get electric shocks while you exercise.
Motivation.
They say the shocks help activate, stimulate your muscles.
Yeah.
So you'll get the results in half the time that it would normally take.
Okay.
You imagine.
Wow. Oh, my God. Yeah, I know. I'm lifting. Jeez. Hey, Colorado, they greenlit a law that allows school nurses to administer medical marijuana to students whose parents have said, yeah, that's okay.
Hmm.
So, in related news, a lot of ninth graders with glaucoma. But anyhow, stop, get out. And Mike, big survey, and they found out millennials prefer drinking at home as opposed to a bar.
Oh.
So, which I think is cool. I do too in some cases. But that way they just have to come down, you know, upstairs from the basement.
Right.
Get the booze, go back down. Everything's good. No, we're fine, Ma. We're good.
Big makeout party downstairs.
Exactly. Can we get some ziti down here? Thanks, Ma. It's Friday. That's your other news.
Like we do every morning, we wrap up our show with a feel-good story and a feature we call...
Tell me something good.
So cool. It's a great graduation speech. Why? Because Seth Scott, that's his name, he gave a 6-minute speech at his high school graduation in Frisco, Texas, near Dallas. Everyone was caught a little off guard because he's autistic and he rarely speaks at all. His mom and brother helped him write his speech. He was up at the podium all by himself. Huge crowd, over 1,000 kids, 6 minutes, and they said that he was amazing. He crushed it.
Wow.
One of the most inspirational speeches that some people have ever heard. And he told his classmates to never be afraid of unexpected things in life. Then he congratulated them, and he got a huge standing ovation.
Nice job.
No kidding, man. Seth Scott. Good for him, and congratulations, graduate.
I can't even imagine how proud his parents were.
I know.
At that point, to see him up there alone at a podium.
Right.
Giving a speech like that.
Yeah. Very, very cool.
Well, if you have a feel-good story you'd like to pass along to us, just email it to us through our website, 963kklz.com. Go to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. There's a spot right there where you can click on it and tell us your feel-good story. We'd love to hear it. I would say looking forward to coming back Monday.
Yeah, but we're not. We're not. We're on vacation next week. Bob Bishop filling in for us. He's got Cowabunga Bay passes he's going to be giving away.
Family four packs.
Yep, he sure does. I do know this. When we come back the following week, we got a really cool interview. We got a really cool interview.
You can tell
cool
everybody
interview.
Who it's with.
We're talking to Gwen freaking Stefani, people. Gwen Stefani.
It was
Hello.
All Carla could do to just keep
oh,
it in.
Oh, my God. I know. It's like, can I say something? Anything? Gwen Stefani, we will be talking to her when we return the week of June 25th. I cannot wait.
All right. Have a great weekend. Be careful. Be safe. Otherwise, if you want to stop by with your flip-flops on,
yeah,
going to be at 10260 West Charleston, right there at Town Center.
Excellent.
Tropical smoothie from 4 to 6. National Flip-Flop Day. Pick up a free smoothie wearing your flip-flops.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.